There's a question mark over Hungary, which is going to be hosting several of the games, and this after Prime Minister Viktor Orban backed the behaviour of Hungarian fans who booed the Ireland team for taking the knee before this week's match in Budapest. Ken McHugh, cultural planner with Sport Against Racism Ireland, is on the line. Ken McHugh, what do you think Viktor Orban's remarks about the fans and their booing of the Ireland team, what does that mean for Hungary's hosting several games in the Euros?
Well, Anya, it's very, very disappointing. It's not surprising, but I teach on the FIFA Master over in the Montfort University, and we keep a very close eye on politics and football. And Viktor Orban runs the Hungarian, it's like a football club for him, the Hungarian FA. Similar to what Franco did with the Real Madrid and Mussolini in Italy, you know, that's how he sees it. And, you know, you can imagine we have Sport Against Racism and the Northeast in the City are running a program, a tournament for the next few weeks, sponsored by UEFA. And we had lots of kids in town in the Northeast in the City watching that performance. It was an absolute disgrace. Plus the fact that there was a lot of Hungarian kids at that game. And to listen to that cacophony of hatred, it was appalling. But Orban is saying that it's not in keeping with the Hungarian tradition. Like, that's rubbish, because a lot of the fans, so-called fans in the stadium, are also having a right go at their own players for pointing to the respect badge on their shorts. And I noticed that, by the way, that a lot of the paramilitary organisation called Jobbik, which has died a death in the last few years, have been appearing at the games, and they were certainly there the other night in the stadium.
Mm. How should UEFA and sports governing bodies deal with attitudes such as those of Viktor Orban?
Oh, absolutely. This is not just about UEFA. It's about the Council of Europe and European Union. And I've asked Kieran Cuff, who's the MEP, to raise this in the European in Europe, because this has been going on for too long. UEFA must take action. They are closing down the stadiums, for example, making them play behind closed doors. And you might have been wondering why the Football Association didn't support their footballer Chidozie Ogbene, who's calling for action from UEFA. It's because it was not in the referee's support, it didn't happen. And we've been saying all along that there must be radical changes made in terms of the action that is taken. Like, Stephen Kenny had an option of calling the players off the pitch the other night, but I think he was so shocked and surprised that they went ahead. But it was absolutely appalling to listen to it.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for talking to us. That's Ken McHugh there, cultural planner with Sport Against Racism Ireland.